Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk. Cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around. Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey Townies, welcome to another episode of Dumb People Town. Population you.
Population Caden Holland.
Adam Caden Holland the third. General.
Thank you for that third. I didn't even know.
You're from a long line of Caden Holland. No. Adam Caden Hollands. Welcome, dude. I know you're in Denver. We always love to see you in person. You have made LA a wonderful place where you've done incredible work. But I do think of you as a Denver fixture. Every time we come to play Denver, which is our favorite damn club, sometimes you sneak on the shows with us, which is such a blast. And so, anyway, you're repping Denver right now. You're on Zoom, but we love
it. And you have a new album, which we will talk about. Can't wait.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, I'm happy to be your Denver guy. I'll lead you to restaurants anytime, dudes.
Hey, man. And Dan,
Dan just did High Plains.
And had the most fun ever. Wonderful. Your comedy festival. Yeah, you guys.
I took Dan to his favorite coffee he's had probably in his comedy career.
Dan, what is it?
Yeah. I think it was tap water. I had tap water.
Stop it, Dan. What's the place?
I'm not joking.
It's called tap water coffee.
No, I had tap water. I don't know what Rory and Adam had.
Dan goes up to the counter and goes, I'd like the breakfast burrito with meat. And they go, we're out of it. And he goes, then I'll have absolutely nothing. And he turned and walked around. Wouldn't do it.
That's such a Dan.
They were out.
Dan, I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
Well, I enjoyed conversation. They enjoyed great
all right, coffee. Let's stop talking about tap water. I mean, we've got Adam, Kate, and Holland here. I don't want to waste any more time. Let's jump into the dumb and let's try and sort this dumb world out with this great
This was sent in by Liz Haggerty at
Gentleman Liz Haggerty.
Liz Haggerty.
I love her.
Liz actually has changed their handle to say a gentleman and a sklarer.
I love her.
Liz Haggerty.
She's Haggerty. So great.
Go girl. No.
Okay, ready?
Yep.
A Florida woman. Yep. So you know it'll be fun.
A great start. Mm-hmm. It's a great start.
So she's
36 and she's a grandmother.
You want to hear the headline?
Let's hear the headline.
Woman blames potion for fire truck theft bid.
She was under a spell.
Yeah. Isn't bid a nice way of saying tried to steal?
Attempt. Failed attempt. Yeah. Failed attempt is a bid.
A bid.
Oh, I thought auction. I thought she's buying this fire truck. I would have a whole different truck.
Or she's buying the right to steal a fire truck.
Exactly.
Have any of you ever participated in an auction? Like you're raising your hand?
Yes. To bid on something.
Yes.
Yeah.
What
didn't
were you
we participate? I was at one where people are raising their hand.
Yeah.
So
I've seen estate auctions like that.
Right. Yes. Where people are trying to buy stuff.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to one, Adam? An auction?
No, I'd buckle under the pressure. Even a silent auction, I'm nervous.
I just like the confidence
at silent auctions.
The confidence
like
with
events.
Which people hold up the paddle.
Right.
You know what
that
I mean? With their
you.
Number. It's like that literally is just a show of I'm trying to get laid.
The auction scene in Uncut Gems.
Oh, God.
I know.
Absolutely.
I know.
Intense.
Okay, a Florida woman who had to be pulled from the cab of a fire engine that she tried to steal, denied being under the influence of the usual street potions, I think that means alcohol, but said she had taken the elixir of life before trying to boost the emergency vehicle. So she
what
claimed,
is that? Is that White Claw?
It's a I think it's a potion from Harry Potter.
The elixir of life?
Yes, I'm
is
pretty
it?
Sure.
Adam's nodding his head. He knows.
Oh, absolutely. It's like the ninth Harry Potter on the elixir of life, I believe.
That's right. Yes.
That's close.
Uh-huh.
Responding to a call about a woman acting erratically on the beach in St. Augustine Beach, cops and fire rescue workers late last month discovered.
So it's daytime. This is a crazy ass lady in the day.
Also, like, you go to the beach and you see people like trying to do handstands mm-hmm. and cartwheels.
TikToks.
And like, you have to judge how good a shape they're in as to whether or not they're crazy. So if someone's doing handstands on the beach and they're in really good shape, you're like, oh,
that's a yoga guy.
She's probably a gymnast or he's a yoga guy.
Right.
But like, if it's how many clothes the person has.
They have like a denim shirt on.
And doing a cartwheel.
And loafers.
And a beer, trying to do a one-handed cartwheel. Yeah. You're like, okay, this person's like acting erratic.
Should they be in a puffy coat on the beach?
But maybe this woman knew her place. She's like, I can't do that. I can't flex that way. However, I do see this ambulance.
I'm going to take that fire truck right there.
Right.
So responding about a call about a woman acting erratically on the beach. In St. Augustine Beach, cops and fire rescue workers late last month discovered Kehlani Jo Kroll in distress. I don't know.
Kehlani Kroll.
Kehlani Jo Kroll. KJK.
Is this Nick's sister?
Oh, that would be wonderful.
Kehlani Kroll.
It sounds like a character Nick would do. Yeah. Kroll, who lives two blocks from the beach, which also tells you a lot about a person.
By the way, beachfront property.
Right.
This gal. Come on. You know how expensive it is to live by anywhere like a body of water of sorts?
Whenever you've walked like on the Venice Boardwalk,
sure,
and there's all those like houses and condos right there. Mm-hmm. Over half of them,
are terrible.
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 Yeah. I'm like, who? Like, did they buy this in 1978, and then they've just never
hanging on for dear life, right? Dan? Yes. They're like, I've
it's
never
the beach. You're not going for the architecture, Dan.
No.
It's just like you're there for the beach, and that's all you get. And if there's running water, you're welcome.
Yeah, because like half of them look burned out, and there's like nine people living in them, or there's one guy, and you're like, you are. Always kissed by you are French kissed by the sun, and they just live. They
no,
just live there.
No sunscreen anywhere near the house.
No, none at all. Okay, Kroll, who lives two blocks from the beach, said that she needed CPR and other treatment, but while being
okay,
I know. You just wanna...
usually when you request CPR, that means you're breathing okay. You're fine.
You want to be kissed.
CPR catch 22 right there.
You want to feel the touch of another person.
Sure.
I'm on your mouth. You know what she's doing? She's sandlotting the guy. It's a classic sandlot move.
Oh,
classic.
Wendy Peppercorn?
Life. Exactly.
Yeah.
I got to be honest. I saw that movie. I didn't like it. I just saw it recently. I didn't like it.
We're going to break that down on a Patreon.
Okay,
episode.
Fine. Let's do that.
But while being escorted to an ambulance, imagine that car. So you're not feeling well? No, I need CPR. I can't breathe.
Let me walk you to this ambulance before we give you CPR.
Kroll began running back and forth.
Your lungs are working fine. Good for you.
Officer Brandon Hand.
Brandon Hand. Dude, that is an officer name if I ever done heard one.
Brandon Hand.
Brandon Hand, Lieutenant.
Yes.
I got a Brandon Hand. Hand of the law. Brandon Hand.
Brandon Hands, we're two in the bush. Long arm of the law.
Officer Brandon Hand said, quote, due to no crime being committed at this point, I had no reason to chase her.
Right? So she's running back and forth.
Let her run herself out.
She's like a golden retriever.
Or a toddler throwing a fit.
Yeah.
Can I guess her ethnicity? White. I'm saying she's white.
She is. But there's no crime, so the officer's like, okay, you want to go for a quick jog? Go for it.
Yeah.
We'll count your steps from here.
But as police and firemen began entering their vehicles to depart the scene, so they were done with her.
Right? Yeah.
All right, fine, Kehlani.
Nothing we can do here.
Right. Someone yelled, quote, she's stealing the truck.
It's like your Uncle Ken.
Well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well. Not,
well. There goes the truck.
Uncle Ken would be like, you better do something about her.
Yep, go get her.
She's going to get the truck.
I told you she wasn't going to just run.
Yeah, you knew there was one guy there.
Right.
Or one woman
who's
there.
Like eating sunflower seeds, who was like, better go get her.
Keep an eye on her.
What did I say?
Oh, you don't know Kehlani. She's stealing the truck, somebody yelled. Kroll, investigators allege, had opened the door of an unsecured fire engine and got in the driver's seat. St. John's County Fire Rescue personnel responded by pulling her from the cab. Witness, Jessica Benton, this is just a random person who got themselves into the story.
She's like, I'd like to make a statement.
And literally, it's like seven words. Told police, quote, I thought she was fixing to drive off. How does she get into the story? And what did that add?
What new observation?
You mean
Adam?
The woman who climbed into the driver's seat of the thing? You thought she was fixing to drive off?
Yes, I
thought she was looking for smokes in the glove compartment.
Yeah, yeah. I thought she just wanted to honk the horn. I thought she was fixing. I can't be sure.
She doesn't want to commit.
Way not to be definitive in this.
After reportedly struggling with cops who tried to handcuff her, Kroll offered an apology, according to the police report detailing the August 20th incident. Mm-hmm. Quote, "I'm sorry for trying to take the truck," she said.
Sure.
When Officer Hand asked if she was under the influence of anything, Kroll replied she was not, but had taken the elixir of life.
I don't know what that is.
It's got to be alcohol.
It's White Claw.
Right?
Jeez.
The potion.
I don't know.
You don't know? What do you think
it could be?
No, I was
saying, I got to survey the beachfront drink options here. Maybe Elixir of Life is just very, that's the drink in this particular spot of the beach.
Yes.
Right, right. True. And
that's a smoothie.
It's like a kiosk in the shape of a coconut, and that's where they serve the Elixir
of
Life.
Or she means even more like abstract, like she moved to the beach. Like that's the Elixir of Life.
I'm drinking in all the world.
High on life.
Yeah,
right. The potion is not further described in court filings, but the mythical mixture is supposed to grant the drinker immortality. In the world of Harry Potter,
there you go.
There it is.
Yeah, the elixir is produced by the Philosopher's Stone. It's unclear whether such alchemy was at work in St. Augustine Beach, a city 50 miles south of Jacksonville.
Is it unclear? Are we not sure if she's had the actual elixir of life? Are we really, as a journalist here, questioning whether or not she can be immortal?
I'm going to tell you, this went very greenly, which, Adam, you may not know, is a guy who writes articles in Florida where he over-explains everything.
You know this dude. This is a recurring guy.
We know Greenlee. Greenlee is a different journalist.
It's unclear whether alchemy was at work in St. Augustine Beach, a city 50 miles south of Jacksonville that faces the Atlantic Ocean. Who cares?
Wait. So you're telling me this coastal town
with a beach there faces the ocean.
But how many miles from Jacksonville? Just give me the fucking details.
What did they say? How many miles?
50.
Now
I'm oriented. Thank you.
Thank you. I know. Yeah, because I'm hearing like facing the beach. I'm like, are we talking about the Gulf of Mexico? Help me out here.
Don't you feel better for knowing?
Yeah, exactly.
Kroll was arrested.
Are you looking it up?
I'm looking to see how far we are from Jacksonville, Florida.
Right now? Uh-huh. Oh, let's make a mileage guess.
Yeah, what do you think?
I'm going to guess we are 3,600 miles.
Caton Holland?
I think you guys are 3,100 miles, and I'm doing my own.
I think we are... 2980.
Ooh.
2980.
It's not letting me. It's not telling
Jay,
me.
Jay, I'll do this in 2 seconds.
What's the name of it? Yeah,
look
do
at,
it.
We're all doing
it's
it.
It's straight across the 10 freeway. I just
it
want
is.
You to
it is? Across,
yes. 10 freeway goes all the way
to you guys want to guess what I'm at in Denver, Colorado? How far from Jacksonville?
Yeah. 1,740 miles. I think 2,100.
Nope. Dan?
I love that Caton Holland is now running this.
2,400 miles.
1,463.
Oh.
I'll get there
by
nightfall, dude.
You're close, dude.
Okay. I'm in the same boat as you.
It's not a lot.
Oh, okay. I got it. Okay.
I got it.
All right. You want to guess? You said 30.
I said 3,100 ballpark.
I said 36.
I said 2,980.
Yeah.
Well, I saw what mine is, so I can't guess.
I should have guessed what I thought Denver was.
Which was
Randy, you prices right at me by 20 miles, Randy. That's fucking, you prices right at me.
My guess from Denver to St. Augustine Beach was 2,400.
So what is it?
Jay, tell him.
2,433.
Ooh.
God damn.
Isn't it weird that mine says 2,469?
Okay. Well, that's all in that brain.
All right, here we go. Kroll was arrested for grand theft auto, a felony, and resisting law enforcement officers, a misdemeanor. She was freed from the county jail after posting
bond.
Wait,
so she was arrested for grand theft auto
even though she didn't drive away?
No, you think you'd throw an attempted in there.
So, Dan, it had to be attempted.
She must have turned it on.
What do we say to all of our friends? If you're drinking at night, don't get behind the wheel. But if you are behind the wheel and you stop somewhere to rest or sleep, take the keys out of
your car. But no one's keys go into their car
right,
anymore.
Right, but turn the car off and just don't have the key. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
Make it so that everything's off.
Yes.
Don't leave your car on because that's when you get a DUI.
100%.
So what is the rule here?
It must have already been on. So
can't she claim I was just sitting up there for the view?
I think she can claim anything she wants based off
this
article.
She's already claiming an immortality.
She claims she needs CPR.
And an immortality drink. Wait, but if she had the elixir of life and she's immortal, then why does she need CPR?
Okay.
Very good question. And that's why the alchemy results are still pending.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We're still uncertain.
Out of here on this. Yes. I'm going to show you her photo.
Okay.
So you can see it first. Then we're going to guess how old is Kehlani Joe Kroll.
Is this a photo that...
Oh, she is what I thought she
She's
was.
She's kind of cute.
How old do you think Kehlani Joe Kroll
about her.
Is?
Her hair looks like she's always windswept. There's something immortal about her.
Personally, I think she should have pulled it back a little bit on the eyebrow.
I'm going to say this. You know, mugshots never... There's like no one ever looks good
she's
in a mugshot.
She's got good cheekbones.
I think she looks good nose.
She has nice bone structure.
I think she looks good in the... I think if you were to ask her... Okay, and I don't know her, but I think she would say, I took a good picture here.
Yeah, I mean, this could also be like a driver's license photo. It's like good enough to like, just, that it could apply
this
to
could be a headshot,
passport photo.
Dan, this could be a headshot because she's like on the verge of a smile, but there's not really smiling.
Okay, smirk.
Adam, there's something there that in her expression that makes me say that something's going on, and maybe it's immortality. I don't know.
Yeah, it's the elixir of life pulsing through her veins, dude. She's about to reach nirvana. She's fine. She's
I'm not
pre-nirvana moment.
I'm not shaming a person at all for their looks, but I just noticed that her eyes are uneven, and I can't unsee it.
But I think it's just because one side of her mouth
You think?
Is, yeah, I think she's kind of on a tilt.
Like a magic eye painting.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think she'd be happy with this.
How old do you guys think she is?
All right.
Adam, you are a guest.
41 years old, my exact age. I'm saying this is a former classmate of mine.
Okay. 41. Jason? Dan, how old are you?
Same.
Okay. I'm going to say she's 35.
Okay.
God.
Are you guys factoring in Florida?
I am, but I'm going to say 35. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to say 32.
32 years old.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's lived a lot. There are no wrinkles on her face, although there is a pretty bad welt on the top of her head.
Okay.
Oh, jeez.
Ready? What? Kehlani, Joe, Kroll.
KJK. I mean, I had a full Kehlani the other day.
You did?
Yeah, I just cleaned everything
you
out.
You need that every
Cleaned
once
out
in
the
a while.
Elixir of life.
Uh-huh. She is 39 years old.
Oh, okay. Kate Nolan.
There you go, Adam.
Dude. She looks good.
Mm-hmm.
For 39. So she's an underclassman when Dan and I are big seniors on campus. She's two years beneath us, looking up to us. Seeing
yeah.
what
she's trying to figure out her life.
39,
just decide
man.
Who she's going to be. She's grabbing a little bit of life, and mm-hmm. she lives two blocks from the beach, and she wanted to steal a fire truck.
There you go.
Can I tell you guys one quick thing?
Yes.
When I was mid-20s. I'm out at a bar with my friend. We're smoking cigarettes outside. An ambulance pulls up, and the EMTs, with no urgency, go into the bar. It wasn't an emergency, but something had happened. They were needed. Mm-hmm. They left the car sitting there running, and my buddy and I were like, should we just
go
around the block?
Let's go
around the block. We don't think it's funny. We think it's hilarious.
Of course.
Should we do it? My buddy goes to open the door to like drive it, and I'm starting to get into shotgun, and they come out, and they're like, what the fuck are you doing? And they just put us in our place, and we're like, nothing, just a joke,
nothing.
And I'm so glad it didn't escalate further, because look at what happened to Kehlani. She's
how
in the,
Wait, was your hand on the door? Was your hand...
Yeah.
Your
but I was a passenger, so I was just along for the ride.
Oh, my God. That's
Adam's
right.
Adam's like, he said it was his car. I don't even know this guy.
Yeah. And an ambulance.
Yeah.
I mean, a fire
mid-20s.
Truck is one
mid-20s.
Thing.
Mid-20s.
Ambulance, you're saving someone's life. That's hilarious. Yeah. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we're going to hear about the new album. What else is going on? We'll talk a little bit about High Plains because it was just so much fun.
Growlix Saves the World podcast.
All that stuff. It's Dumb People Town. Adam, Kate, and Holland is our awesome guest. We'll be right back.
Stick around. Make a sound. There's more Dumb People Town.
Hey guys, welcome back to DPT. Before we get into all of Adam, Kate, and Holland stuff,
Aiden, Holland.
Any of them, I'll take them. They all work.
Daniel, what's happening with you? You got a Halloween bingo?
Yeah.
Halloween go.
Everything's at DanielVanKirk.com. You can help raise money for No Kill Animal Shelters, Big Brothers, Big Sisters,
do
as well
it.
As
it's
food
so
banks.
Much
plus
fun.
Have a lot of fun, and we do a Halloween costume contest, plus trivia nights and camp games, all sorts of fun stuff. I'm just going to do some more digital things until I get back out on the road. Everything is at DanielVanKirk.com.
Get involved in his stuff. It's
fun.
So much fun.
It's just
fun.
A fun hang. It's That's really what it is.
The
With
most
great
fun.
People, like a whole bunch of Dumb People Town fans and Pen Pals fans. It's a good vibe. It's a really good vibe.
Do it. This week we're going to be, when this drops this week, we will be in Ann Arbor, Michigan this weekend doing shows
at
the Ann Arbor Comedy Showcase where Daniel, next time he goes out on the road, will be back there
Can't
to do
wait.
Shows. Can't wait. We have one Friday, two Saturday. I love that club. We might have to. If we can sell them out, we'll expand and do two on Friday night, but that's up to you guys.
We just found out the Northwestern football game is is scheduled for noon, so there will be no conflict with our shows. Nice. You'll have plenty of time to rest and then come back out and see us.
We just signed on to do Denver Comedy Works, January 14th through the 16th, so very excited about that. That's right after our 50th birthday, so we'll be newly 50.
100 years of Sklar.
100 years of Sklar.
Comes to town.
I love that club so much. We'll be there in January, Phoenix or Tempe in December, D.C. in February,
Seattle in November.
There's a little bit every month. We're doing a spot every month, and we're really excited about it.
Patreon, we're doing new episodes of Cheap Seats on there. We've got Cornhole coming up next, and it is insane. The Kabaddi stuff is just, let the Kabaddis hit the floor. Let the Kabaddis hit the floor. It is so much fun, but the Cornhole is great, too.
More stuff there. It's patreon.com, Sklar Brothers, / Sklar Brothers. Dumb People Town is a Patreon. You get extra stuff. We're going to do a little interview with Kate and Holland today with extra stuff there, and then Dan's got his own Patreon. Mm-hmm. Follow that stuff. Kate and Holland, you have a new album.
New album drops on the 22nd, correct?
Yes, yes, indeed. It's called Hot Takes. It comes out with 800-pound gorillas. Gorilla, plural, singular.
Yeah.
And I wrote all this stuff over the last fucked up 18 months.
Yep.
And I'm proud of it, but I don't want to keep doing it forever. So I just kind of hit him up and I was like, I think I got like 35 minutes, like a comedy EP.
Yeah.
They're like, fine. And then I recorded it and it was 46. So they're like, hey,
great.
Way to go. So
that's
it's just kind of fun.
It.
I'm putting it out there. I'm really proud of it. It's political and I just wanted to get it off my chest.
I love the cover art, number one. Let me say that. And number two, didn't you send me a thing that has the cover art for it?
Yeah, or, I did. Jeff Tice, who else?
The best.
Yeah.
The best. So I love that. And then I will say that probably one of my favorite albums ever recorded in Denver is David Tell Skanks for the Memories, which is about 39 minutes, I think, or 40 minutes. So I think a 46-minute album is perfect for right now. That is great.
I think so, too. And I think we get in our heads about, like, oh, it's got to be this hour and these definitions. And it's like, dude, put out a 20-minute fire album if you got one. I'll listen to it. I think there's no rules here anymore.
Yeah, by the way, no one ever has said, yeah, I love Dave Attell Skanks for the Memories, but I just wish it was like 20 minutes longer. Nobody has ever said that. Mm-mm. Just do what it is. It is what it is. Like you said, you thought it was going to be 30 minutes or something like 35 minutes, and then boom, it's 46.
Where'd you record it?
At the High Dive, this kind of rock club where I contemplated stealing an ambulance almost a half decade ago.
so great.
And Dan played there at High Plains, just a rock club. We just did it one night and it came out great.
Yeah, Dan had so much fun at High Plains. I mean,
that was awesome. That's where we did your show.
That's where we did the live Garlic Saves the World podcast.
Yeah, yes, that was such a fun episode,
such a fun
man.
Podcast.
And that podcast is so damn good.
It is so good. You guys, I mean, out of you guys, out of the three of you guys, that and the 97.9 The Rat Race, like we talk about it all the time, like your guys' podcast and that podcast are just...
Those are my go-tos.
Demonstrate how truly talented the three of you guys are. And yes, Andrew, I'm going to throw him in there too, even though he's, you know, but he.
I don't.
Just saying.
Can I be honest? I don't care for Ben or Andrew, but I love that you guys love them. I love that you guys love them.
Great.
Well, just like the Beatles, you hated each other.
I mean,
the whole time.
It just to me is again why we love doing, you know, Those Who Can't with you guys and are so appreciative that you allowed us to be a part of that. It just, those are things that for fans of this, when you're done listening to the stuff that we give you and you're like, I need another one, Growlix Saves the World podcast.
And Hot Takes the album. So what's the best place for people to get it that benefits you the most?
I just think stream it anywhere and that all benefits me. Wherever you are comfortable getting an album, it all helps out. So no particular place,
but leave a review.
Saves the World is our baby as well. So thanks for plugging that.
So, but leave a review on the album and this is it. Okay. People ask us all the time, like, how can I support comics? What's an easy, quick way? Buy the album.
Yeah.
Just get the album and you're supporting a great
stream it
comic.
On Spotify, stream it on iTunes, wherever you get your comedy albums. And trust us, you will love this. It's a thoughtful, we know some of the material because like we were with you as you, like we've done sets with you throughout this pandemic time. So I know some of the bits that are going to be on that album or that are on that album. So I'm very excited to listen to this. So shall we jump into a second story?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Ready?
Yeah.
This was sent in by Matt Trainer. @MattTrainer.
He's working to become who he really is. I mean, he's on the path.
He's on the path. It's
Megan Trainer's husband, and he took her name. He is actually all about that trouble.
I also don't know if I'm saying the name wrong. All right, ready?
The inventor of the European workout pant. Okay.
Thank you. And shoe, for that matter.
Yeah, his new trainer.
This story was sent to me so many times.
Okay. I'm so excited.
Naked woman drove golf cart through arm standoff in Dunedin.
Dunedin.
No, Dunedin.
Dunedin?
No, it's Dunedin.
Dunedin. Dunedin.
I like
which
Dunedin
is in,
more,
Dunedin
though.
And Applebaum. You got to put me on. Dunedin is in New Zealand. Or Florida and New Zealand.
D-U-N-E-D-I-N.
Dunedin.
Dunedin.
Dunedin. There's one in New Zealand
Dunedin.
As well. Dunedin Applebaum. So, you got to put me on.
So she naked drives a golf cart.
Golf cart
so
through arm standoff.
This is a story of a Florida woman going through, like basically having her own Florida woman story pass through a much more serious story.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, you thought this narrative was one thing and then boom,
right.
Second
this
act.
This is like Inception Florida woman. Like right. it's a Florida story inside a Florida story.
Unless this was one of the demands of the hostage taker. I want one naked woman.
Give me
woman.
A naked right. Florida woman riding through cart. The thing.
Yeah.
Or she's delivering more weapons. It can go a lot of ways. Right. We don't know anything yes. yet.
Where is she?
She
keeping
is
it?
The weapon.
Oh, God.
She is a secret.
Of mass destruction.
She's got layers, dude.
All right. Dunedin, Florida.
Dunedin.
Deputies in Pinellas County had plenty on their hands Sunday morning when they tried to defuse a standoff with an armed person on a rooftop.
Yep.
According to an arrest affidavit, a naked woman who had nothing to do with the situation, which is probably also what she says a lot, right?
I had nothing to do with it.
I had nothing to do with this.
Oh my
I clean
God.
My hands of this. Like that's not even the expression. I clean them. I clean my hands of all this.
I scrubbed all of it off.
I Pontiac Pilot. I
yeah,
clean my hands.
I ain't done.
According to an arrest affidavit, a naked woman who had nothing to do with the situation yep. made things even harder when she decided to drive a golf cart into the crime scene in Dunedin.
Is that a euphemism?
I know. Why would they go with
made
that word?
Made things even harder.
More like, difficult. Grow up.
I know.
But situation Adam, grew into unlikely circumstances.
Adam. I do it. I fell right in the trap.
If you are standing on a roof in an armed standoff
sure.
with thing, and police, this yeah. woman drive like it has to break your concentration on some level, it has to break up the
it's
moment.
Like the cops right. like secret trick in their back pocket.
Send
like
in the naked drunk.
Send in the naked drunk
yeah.
woman.
Because
go ahead, Dan. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, wouldn't somebody just be like, guys, what are we even doing?
Right?
What are we fighting
this
about?
This world.
Look at this.
This
is what's going on in the world. And we're screaming, yelling at each other from a rooftop.
Yeah, what
well,
were you going to say?
For me, it's like I'm never going to be on the side of the guy shooting a gun on the roof.
No.
But like, he had to work up a lot of nerve that day.
Sure.
This was right. not just, you know, like this is a big moment. And to have it usurped
she's
so
she's stealing his
quickly,
thunder.
Just yeah, what if part like, sorry, of his, I got my own thing going on.
Yeah, what if part of his thing was feeling like it's never his story. Some he always gets one-upped. Like there's never he never gets the attention he deserves.
That's why he's on a roof.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh my God.
The woman had nothing to do with it. She drove a golf cart into the crime scene. Pinellas County Sheriff says it set up a perimeter outside a home on Michigan Boulevard near Madera Avenue Sunday after 18-year-old Miles Abbott fled deputies, climbed onto the roof of a home, and threatened violence towards them.
Mm-hmm.
That started a standoff that would last how long?
Okay.
How long do you think this standoff had been going before this woman interjected her body and her golf cart into their problem?
ACH, what do you think?
Well, because I want it to be the funniest thing possible, like 5 minutes, it hadn't even been going at all. He hadn't even gotten started yet with his manifesto. And his
the hoods of the cop cars were still warm.
Oh, right. Yeah. Oh, jeez. Yeah. Yeah. It's a good.
All right.
So
5 minutes.
Abbott's on the roof. Is it wrong that I want the naked woman to be comedian Sue Costello?
Yes.
So that it's Abbott and
yes.
Costello.
All right.
A bit. So
who's up first?
Who's on the roof first? I'm going to say 3 hours.
3 hours for Jason Sklar.
I'm gonna say an hour and a half.
An hour and a half. The standoff that would last 6 hours.
Oh!
They were in it. So okay. This probably really did break up the tension.
Yeah, sure. 6 hours.
According to the affidavit.
Halfway point, I said.
Jessica Elizabeth Smith.
Oh, boy.
Of Boston, Massachusetts.
Oh,
this is WestFlorida.com.
Don't you know I'm going to believe I'm going to drive this car through here.
This is also WestFlorida.com reporting this being like, we have to let people know this is not one of ours. We have enough
I'm
of ours.
I'm going
to
pack it.
If Tom Brady can survive in Florida, so can I.
I'm going to pack it right here.
According to the affidavit, Jessica Elizabeth Smith of Boston, Massachusetts, drove a golf cart past several marked sheriff office vehicles
that were at the scene and ignored a deputy's command to leave as she approached the house where the armed person was on the roof, which means she got out.
She got
ma'am,
out.
I need you
I
to.
Got this.
I got
so it. So she definitely stole the golf cart.
Dude,
that's
I got
not
it.
Hers.
I got it.
No.
I got it.
I got it.
The affidavit says that her actions and inability to follow directions, that kind of sums up life. Your actions yeah. and your inability to follow directions
yep.
put multiple deputies at risk for potential injuries. Deputies yeah. say they eventually managed to get her out of the golf cart and handcuffed her. Oh, so she didn't get out and start walking around.
Ma'am, oh my God. Ma'am, I'm fine.
The defendant had a distinct odor of alcoholic beverage coming from her person, and she, and also she was completely
naked.
Nude, the affidavit
yes.
said. Smith,
I don't
no.
know, guys. I kind of feel like this was a tense situation. He's got a gun on the roof. Cops got their guns drawn. She said all you need is love. She's put a flower down the
yes.
barrel of that drawn
right.
weapon.
Kind of is.
And maybe she needed a drink to work up the nerve sewer.
She's like a standoff mascot. You yeah. know, like in a major sporting event when like it's
super
really tense.
Tense
and then like the mm-hmm. Philadelphia Fanatic
comes
like,
on like rubs a bald guy's head. That's
this
all
is
she's
what she's doing.
Totally.
The defendant had a distinct odor of an alcoholic beverage. Also, she was completely nude. She now faces a charge for resisting an officer without violence, which means there was a lot of like, I'm coming.
Good. I'm coming. Ma'am, right. get over here.
Let me right. pull my pants
she's
up. Probably,
and you know she like loved to flip the switch to reverse on the thing on the golf cart.
right.
And so she went backward
beep, beep,
and then went forward
beep,
and then
beep.
I also imagine Miles up on the roof being like, and I have more demands. And they're like,
Miles,
we are dealing with something
down
here.
We have an
here.
Issue down
Can
here.
Can you hold on a second?
Mr. Abbott, keep your gun in your pants.
okay, we'll get out of here on this. I'm going to show you the photo.
Of
first.
Her?
Yes. How old is Jessica Elizabeth Smith?
And I want you, her you, and Miles you, Abbott to be dating now.
You will get to see her as well. We should no. be able to bring
was it
up.
Jeffrey Abbott? Who was the one who did Shake You Down?
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Gregory Abbott.
A little bit of Lady Gaga. She looks a little Lady Gaga.
She's Gaga-esque.
Look
first of
at
all,
those eyelashes.
Eyelashes are amazing. I got to yep. give her credit for those.
Sure.
She's cute. Okay. What are we doing here, you guys?
Well, I don't think that played in a role in whether or not she wanted to be a wacko that day.
No, but it definitely plays a role in like how long and this
how
is
long the cops,
cops
let
allow
it
her to be naked. You know what I mean? Like
let her do another lap.
She's
who's she hurting?
You know, there's one guy who's like, she's fine. She's not fine.
She's not fine.
She's someone
not fine.
Throw a jacket on her.
Okay, how old do you guys think Jessica Elizabeth Smith is? Also, like, don't you wish we had the story of her day? We're only getting
yeah,
the
what
like.
What party is she coming from?
Or going to.
Or going to.
Or she's going pre-party. From and going to.
Yeah, leaving one and going to the other.
She is the party.
By the way, she's not driving a vehicle. So
no.
good for her. It's a
well, technically.
Well, she is. She's not going to yeah. run over anybody.
But you could get a DUI. Am I wrong?
Oh, yeah. You can get one on a lawnmower. That was one of the first county stories
you
we ever did.
You can get a DUI on a horse, by the way.
We've done that story, too.
So, wait.
They can get a DUI on a big wheel.
Kate and Holland, there. What do you think is, how old do you think this gal is?
22, graduated from Harvard this year. She's from Boston. It
yeah.
tracks.
Yeah, it
does
tracks.
Track.
It
totally
does
from
tracks.
Boston. I got it. She's got dark her roots, man.
What
not even that bad. I actually like her hair. I'm sorry.
A little of an ombre.
All right, so mm-hmm. I'm going to say this woman, nice, Dan, is, you said 22. I'm going to say 26.
26.
It's a 26-year-old
okay.
woman. Jeez. Her Saturn's about to return.
Randy Sklar.
She's
every time you guys say those things, I have no idea what
so
they mean.
So your Saturn
you're
returns.
Like, sometimes you guys are like, your moon is rising, your sun's in regression.
27 to 29 is when your Saturn returns and you sort of like become who you become.
She's got no wrinkles. I mean, not one. I think she's just dark circles.
Those
yeah.
are fake lashes, right?
They're
those
fake.
Are fake.
Those
yeah.
are fake. Or they've been... Latisse, you know.
Have you guys
down.
Always been dermatological experts, or is
they,
dumb people town made
they get,
you this good?
After years of this, they get very into age
my wife,
signifiers.
And now I have like three women in my house, so
sure,
like
sure,
I know
sure.
about all
it.
The stuff, the CeraVe, all the products. So I would say she's. I think she's 20.
Okay.
And I want her and Miles Abbott to
work it out.
This, yeah, and be and like
and become better people.
No, have this be the story of how they met and got married.
I mean, this is one version of a meet cute.
Thank
yes.
you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who owns,
time.
Who
Big
owns
time.
The movie rights?
Okay.
Okay.
I don't know.
So run it back for me, Ran.
I say 20. Jay said 26.
Six,
and Kate and Howell says 22.
22. Okay. Harvard.
Jessica. By the way, I was saying her name wrong. I keep saying Elizabeth. It's Elizabeth.
Alyssa.
There's no
Beth.
Z.
Okay.
Okay. Does that change anybody's age right
there? Yeah, totally changed. 81 years old.
Jessica.
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth Smith. Do you think also she was just so dramatic? It's Elizabeth.
Oh, yeah. She corrects everyone.
Everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. It was my grandma's name. Miles. Okay. Jessica.
Elizabeth
Smith. Smith is 28 years old.
Oh, Jay. I was on it. She looks good for 28.
Wearing those years very well.
She is.
Looks like a little bit of a cut to her, the right side of her forehead.
Yeah. She's living her best life.
I hope she's okay.
She'll be fine.
Get through it, girl.
She'll be fine. She was like, look, I mean, there has to be a moment where that is exciting to you, driving naked around other people. She looks like Taylor not so swift.
If anybody sees a follow-up on where she was coming from or going to, I would love to hear.
Where's she coming from? I'll tell you where she's coming from.
I don't know. Highway to hell.
That's right.
All right, that's story number two,
my
friends.
Give us a little taste of what we're going to...
It's a short but sweet, and also like a little bit of like Halloween flavor.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. Just to get you in the mood.
That's story number three. For those of you who are in our Patreon community,
yeah, for those of you, for those who can.
Yeah, those who can. We've got someone from those who can't.
Yes, swish.
And maybe we'll figure out something really fun to talk about with
for
him.
For sure.
That is only available on our Patreon. So don't go anywhere. You got one more segment of Dumb People Town right after this.
Stick around. Make a sound for more Dumb People Town.
Hey guys, want to thank our Patreon fans. You guys are so great. We love you so much. And so we take a little time during our shows just to shout you out and say thank you personally
to you. Shout it out loud.
Start it, Dan.
We're getting sued for that. First up is Chris Berger.
I like my burger with a little bit of cheese.
I have a friend named Jason Berger. We both do. I have a cousin named Chris Bunger. This is if you put those two great
people together. And we have a friend named Matt Bronger.
There you go.
Bronger, Bunger, and Berger. Chris Berger.
It's the Impossible Burger, Chris Berger.
Justin Kurth. I have a cousin whose last name is Korth. We're just running through variances of my family.
I want him to live in Australia in Perth.
Okay. Yeah. Kurth from Perth.
Kurth from Perth.
Chris Berger is a true local. Justin is a townie, as well as Ben Roman.
You know I love Roman. That's the name of my dog. I love me some Roman. What's up, Ben Roman?
Next up, we have Alex Teixeira.
Alex Teixeira. Dude, Teixeira.
Bro, that is such a strong name.
How many of his friends just call him Tex?
Oh, for sure.
If he was we're going to call you Tex. What's up, Tex?
Daniel Seeger is a true local.
By the way, Alex Teixeira, yes. If you were playing his name and you can't play names in Scrabble, two X's?
I know.
You cleaned it up there.
Seeger?
Daniel Seeger.
His support has been like a rock.
What if Daniel Seeger was it? He was his own Bob Seeger
cover band. Called Daniel Seeger. He only did Pete Seeger songs?
Yes. Next
he's
up,
a true local, by the way.
Benninger.
Let's go to Benninger's.
I don't know.
Benninger or Benninger's?
I don't know.
Sounds like a chocolatier. Benninger sounds like a place where you go for family fun. And they have a great buffet.
Lee Wilson sounds like a relief pitcher from the 80s.
Lee Scratch Wilson.
Yes. Terry Winchester.
Terry Winchester. Dude, Terry Winchester's going to be
there. Dude, Terry Winchester's going to be there.
Then we got Will. Thank you, Will.
Thanks, Will. Thanks, Will.
True local, Tiana C.
Tiana C.
Tiana C.
Love you, girl.
Great R&B album from 1991.
Tiana C.
It only made it to 28 on the Billboard Hot 100.
Tiana C. Outside the Sheets. That's the album.
William Larverier.
Larivière.
This person either lives in two places, New Orleans or Milwaukee. Yeah. That's it.
Yes.
Yes.
All right, ready?
I know if it was in St. Louis, he'd be La Riviere.
There you go. Uh-huh. Lindsay Vandehay.
Lindsay Vandehay sounds like the name that George Costanza made up.
I hope Lindsay Vandehay.
Art Vandelay, Lindsay Vandehay.
If Lindsay Vandehay marries any person, I want them to keep their name. You
She's
don't
got,
give up
so
a Vandehay.
Anytime you say Lindsay Vandehay, you clap at the end.
Yeah.
Lindsay Vandehay.
Next up, we have Emily McCallahan Huzulik.
I love it.
Lulzik. Lulzik?
Lulzik.
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 I tried.
Lulzik.
I know. Alia Fry.
Alia Fry. I love it.
Ashley, say it.
Fuchs. Fuchs.
It's got to be.
Fuchs. Right? Fuchs, baby. Fuchs.
Although there's definitely parts of the Midwest where it's like, Fuchs. Yeah.
Fuchs, there it is. Fuchs, there it is.
Miranda Cuchera. That sounds like a song.
Miranda Cuchera.
Yeah.
You cannot not say that and not sound like you know what you're talking about. Miranda Cuchera.
Ashley's a true local, by the way. Jai Davis. Boom. Abby S. Thank you.
Abby S.
Another true local in Benji Bartel.
Double B's.
Right.
Double B coming at you.
B
squared coming at you.
Because it can't be Bartel. It's got to be Bartel. If it's Benji Bartel, that's a completely
Benji
different person
Bartel.
Than Benji Bartel.
Uh-huh. B Bartel.
Ellen Singer. Thank you so much, Ellen.
She does not like to sing. She's the mask.
She's a singer.
Yes. Because she supports a mask.
Exactly.
You know,
Matthew McKenna.
Matthew McKenna.
Sounds like a skateboarder to me.
Skateboarder or like or the guy hanging out at the 7-Eleven, Matthew McKenna.
Next up, we have a couple more. Erica Draper. Thank you so much. Jake Little.
Jake Little is a big man.
And then, this is a great name. Two more. Marcus Fairbrother.
He is the preacher that is the only connection to a five-star football recruit in Mississippi.
Oh, for sure. And a true local.
If you want that kid, you got to go through Fairbrother.
You got to go through Fairbrother.
Last but not least, Daniel Behrens.
Thank
you so much, Daniel Behrens.
Thank you, Daniel Behrens. Right, going to be there.
That's just some of our great patrons. We want to give everybody a shout out for whatever level you join up with. It's just $5 to get in the door. We're happy to have all of you.
Appreciate you guys.
And we want everybody else to join in, too. We do good stuff.
Let's get back to the show. All right, Daniel, take us home, buddy.
All right, ready? This is a quick little fun story.
Let's hear it.
Kenmore woman injured after falling through central terminal roof while ghost hunting.
Okay.
Yeah. So she almost died doing what she loved. You got to give her that, right?
Ghost hunting.
Ghost hunting. This is
sometimes to hunt a ghost, you have to become one.
That's
there
right.
You, go.
You got to go up through the
She finds herself.
What's her name?
We'll get into it.
Okay.
So this was sent in by Peter Andrzejewski.
Andrzejewski.
At Hey Now 5150. Okay, here we go. Buffalo, New York. Buffalo police tell News 4 a man and a woman were ghost hunting without permission at the Central Terminal Saturday night.
Have you been to Buffalo? It's just a drunken mess. I guarantee you they were drunk.
I guarantee you they are drunk. Been to Buffalo
You've been
not.
To Buffalo.
I don't think I have.
I've been to Buffalo. Healing? I love Buffalo.
I love
it's
it.
It's definitely a drunken nightmare.
Oh, yeah. It's and like now that the bills are good, it's really
it's
a drunken
like a slug.
They're happy drunks.
But how so, like, if you're going to ghost hunt without permission, you better find a ghost. You better be so strong.
Where do you get permission to ghost hunt?
The
guy who owns the amusement park. You just go to his check and ask him.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you.
At some point during their hunt, the Kenmore woman fell through a substation roof.
Yep.
Officials tell us she fell. How many feet do you think she fell? She fell through the substation
roof.
Maybe
this is her own version of the Squid Game. I mean, I don't know, but
have you guys finished it?
Yeah. No, I have. Okay. Yep.
Adam, have you finished Squid Game?
I haven't even started it. I'm saving for when need it.
Save it till you're the one guy who wants to talk about it after everybody else has
watched
it.
Yeah, that's fun. You and I. Yeah. I haven't started it yet. Yeah. We're just going to get on a text
chain. All right. How many feet do you think she fell through a substation roof hunting for ghosts without permission?
Adam.
Do we know if she's alive or dead? Do we know?
She's
alive.
No one dies in these stories.
30 feet. 30 feet. Okay.
Wow. Wow. That's high. I'm gonna
she's
say,
fucked up.
Yeah, she is. I'm going to say 9 feet.
Nine.
I'm going to say 15 feet.
15 feet. She fell 20 feet.
Whoa.
That's enough time to think about it.
Yeah.
Like while it's happening.
Oh,
like
God.
To be like,
I'm going down. I'm going down.
What did one of you guys jump off
I
a cliff and it was long enough for you to like really sort some things 35 out?
35 feet. I'm like, I can't believe I'm still in the air. I kept thinking the whole time. It's like, I can't believe I'm still in the air.
Not done yet.
Ferry Fillmore
officers.
You want
to get that job at Casa Bonita, you got to go for it.
There you go.
Thank you, Ben.
Ferry Fillmore officers and other emergency personnel responded to the rescue call just after 10:30 p.m. An ambulance took her to the ECMC to treat injuries. According to the police, the man did not suffer injuries. Mm-hmm. He's playing it safe on the ground.
He's fine.
Yeah.
Police tell us the two have not been charged at this time. I just love the idea of people ghost
hunting.
What
you doing up there?
Right.
Ghost hunting?
Also, I mean, inherently, if they're real, what you're doing is dangerous. Because some ghosts are not nice. If they're real, I don't know, I'm more of an energy person than an actual, like, floating around in an old tuxedo type ghost. But like,
you're like, the temperature just dropped 5 degrees over here in the corner. Yeah, that's probably a spirit of some sort.
Yeah.
Okay, Dan. I think the idea, to me, these people also seem like the type of people that think ghost hunting is very normal. Mm-hmm. And so when you ask them what they're doing, they don't think that by them saying the word ghost hunting is going to surprise anyone.
Right.
So like, they'll walk around their house before they're leaving and she'll be like, where's my ghost hunting vest?
Yeah.
And he'll be like, you know, I can't ghost hunt without my vest on.
Well, that's probably also why they felt like they didn't need permission, because they're like, ghosts don't have permission. No. Ghosts are anywhere. We're going where the ghosts are.
We have to go. Right. We have to fish where
they
the fish are.
They do not respect our terrestrial law, and certainly not Buffalo City Council by any means.
Thank you.
Imagine a Buffalo ghost. That's no wonder she probably fell through a table. She probably fell through a table.
By the way, Buffalo Ghost could be like Vincent Gallo's new movie.
I see it.
Yeah,
he transforms himself. He's so
amazing.
Good.
He's so good.
Well, that's story number three.
So you remember what we said about Buffalo? We didn't know that Rick James is buried in Buffalo. Like,
I didn't know that either.
I didn't know that until we went to his grave there. We're like, that should be on the airport sign when you come in. It should be like, welcome to Buffalo. Rick James is buried here, bitch, or whatever they want to say. But like that, like more people don't know that. So what if the ghost that they were hunting, since it is Buffalo, was Rick James?
That would be awesome.
And he threw them through the roof. You know, that was a violent guy. It'd be super freaky.
You know that too, by the way. You know, when she landed and they were like, are you okay? She's like, it pushed me.
Yeah. That's her narrative. It pushed me.
That's why there were no charges filed. The cops know Rick James's ghost is doing this to everybody.
It's everybody.
You're mad with power.
We're lucky that you got free.
Sure.
He burned her with a crack pipe.
There we go.
That is a show. Adam, Kate, and Holland, I love it. The new album,
it's
One More Time.
Hot Takes.
Pick it up starting on the 22nd, mm-hmm. which is a couple of days from now.
Yes.
You're definitely going to want to pick that up. Support
Pre-order
our friend.
Pre-order it if you want to.
Support our friend. Stream it. Give it a good review so people give it 5 stars. It's great comedy from a great friend. And then check out Grolic Saves the World. Unbelievable podcast. Love this dude, and just so happy to be able to have you on. Thanks so much, buddy.
Thank you for having me on. It's so nice to just hang with you guys. I appreciate it.
I love it. And oh shit, we got to get back to work. Dum 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 dum.
Stick around, make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town. Scarpins Audio, a podcast network.